I decided to return the call back from customer support. May I assist you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
This.
this is Dewey Schramm.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Dewey Schramm.
You can provide
Who's calling?
Customer support, returning the call back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I received two items on my bank statement, check statement, that supposedly came from your company. And I wanted to check to see what the situation was.
If you could provide me with a zip code, I can better assist you.
49201.
It's 49, you said 021?
49201.
And what's the name again?
Dewey Schramm. There were two items on my statement that I do not recall ordering from you.
Is it possible you could provide me with a phone number that may be associated with the account?
517-745-7939.
I have
an account there.
I have 517-745-7939. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I don't see an account with your zip code or the phone number that you provided. Is it possible you could spell that first and last name all the way out for me so I can type it in using that?
You want my first and last name?
Correct. And the spelling of it.
Okay. My first name is Dewey. D-E-W-E-Y.
And the last name?
Schramm. S-C-H?
F-C-H.
Right. R-A-M-M.
I have F-C as in cat, H-R-A-M-M.
S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H, R, A, M, M.
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, I don't see an account with that information. If you would like, we can take the first six and the last four again. I am allowed to let you know that we don't take four card numbers over the phone. There's nothing we can do with the first six or the last four of your card number. Just for your security, no one else would know your card number that's provided to try to locate you if you would like.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
No, what's the situation?
I'm not locating you with the customer support number that you called in using. We use the number that you called in to better track you and seeing if you have an account with us. Sometimes they can give you the wrong customer support number, or you guys can call the wrong customer support number and we're not able to locate you. As of now, that's the case where I'm not able to see anything as far as an account you may have with us to pull up and see the charges that you're mentioning. What I can advise you to do is to call your bank and have them give you the correct customer service number so we can better assist you on letting you know what was charged to your account and why.
I'm wondering who got my I'm just wondering how you got any kind of credit card number for me.
I don't have a credit card number for you, sir. I don't even have an account as of right now for you. So I can't say that I have a credit card number, so I'm the customer support. And the only thing I can do is try to access an account to better assist you as far as closing an account. It could have been a refund. It could have been anything as far as that nature, and so on and so on. But since I don't have you in my system using the locating system with the number you called in from, there's nothing I can do but direct you and advise you to call your bank for the right customer service number.
I've called my bank, and they will be investigating as to how somebody charged on my account.
And that's understandable, sir, because as of right now, I don't have an account with you. So, again, the only thing I can do is to advise you to call your bank.
Yeah, I've called the bank, and but I was trying to figure out, you know, if you had how you sent how I ended up with a bill on my statement.
Yes, sir.
Because I ended up with two bills on my statement.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, again, there's nothing I can do, and again, I apologize for that. I would have tried the last four and the last six, but you did not provide me with that information, and there's nothing else I can do to better assist you, and again, I'm sorry about that. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, well,